As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri once again, folks, and it's time for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on my stove for sure, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, June the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Here we go. Let's get that up a little bit higher. My name is William Robertson. I've got good news, hard facts, perhaps, that, workable solutions, maybe. Quite a morning so far today. Anyway, hard facts. Gonna have a lot of that. And perhaps some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. You know, every day I look at this good news. At least I am looking for good news. We got news. I don't know how much good news there is out there. Definitely worth your eyeballs and facts and figures and statistics and things like that. Workable solutions, I always point back to the same place. If we can't do something about this insane government that we have running in Washington, D.C., they're going to sweep us all away. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time. You ever looked into that pursuit of happiness? We talk about it here on this broadcast from time to time. It's an elusive thing. What is happiness? Don't worry, be happy. What is happy? What were our founders talking about when they wrote that into the Declaration of Independence? How did those words find their way in there? I don't know. Done a lot of research on it. Not quite certain I understand the mind of Thomas Jefferson and the other drafters yet. But it's very interesting. This pursuit of happiness seems to be the whole key to making this government system run the way they had in mind. Anyway, let's continue. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the program, anytime, any day. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014. Jump up on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. There's a lot of information up there. That call-in numbers are posted there. You can also call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. I've gotten some rather interesting emails lately. Things to ponder. Guest ideas. People to look up. I thank you for that. Give a big shout-out to our micro-broadcasters, Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas. Thank you, thank you, thank you for broadcasting to your local areas there, to your local audiences. Of course, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Very unusual morning in news. Got up like I usually do hours and hours ago, went all over the Internet. As far as downloads were concerned, I came up with a big goose egg. Things I wanted to talk about, news, this government notice, this information that comes on the Internet. I guess I'm just in a skeptical mood this morning. I didn't see a lot of news. I saw a lot of regurgitations. I saw a lot of people trying to make something, you know, make a living out of typing. But not much being said. So we'll talk about something that is important that's coming up. The gold markets, all of the markets, it's like stagnation. It's unusual. Everybody's talking market, market, market. But if you look at what the results are pitiful. It's like stagnation. We'll pick that up on the other side of this first break and continue this broadcast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Very interesting kind of an experience, a journey this morning on the Internet trying to find some news to bring out to start the broadcast. Of course, I've got subject material that we could go on and on endlessly. Studying more about this and studying more about that. And we've covered so much in this broadcast over the last couple of months since I've been here on Oracle. Certainly in the last year, thinking about just about a year ago when I came back on the radio for the first time in several years. We covered so much information. I've laid out so much. And I wonder whether people are getting it, whether they're starting to get the idea, you know, that we have this and we have this established two-party political system. We've got this political beast system that has a stranglehold on the people. Doesn't seem to reflect the ideas or the feelings or the heart of America. It just seems to be operating in its own sphere, doing all kinds and manner of things that just don't make sense. It don't make sense if you would think of it as a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Certainly not that. Some kind of an inside straight, a global cabal. Of course, yesterday, our talk with Vicki. Tomorrow, we're going to have Vicki Davis come back again. We're going to go into this war in the context of everything else into a kind of a part two carry on of that. She knows so much information that augments what I have to say a lot. He's done a lot of good research, very valuable researcher in my opinion. And so give her an opportunity to come out and be on the air a little bit. You know, some of the people that sit up and write on write, and they do all this researching, and they just kind of seem to stay on the internet, and nobody gets to know who they are and what they're all about. So hopefully we'll get to know who Vicki Davis is just a little bit better. And this week and next week, hopefully we can maybe have her talk her into coming back a little bit more. She's got so much up on that website. Well, let's go ahead and get the market news behind us for today. Active trading out of New York City for Wednesday, June the 24th, 2009, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $12.10. When it started out this morning, it was much lower than that. As I've mentioned many times, you know, these news writers, they seem to have two baskets or two cut, copy, and paste files in their computers or files in their desk drawer. And whenever gold inches up a little bit, they pull out the gold goes up file. And whenever gold goes down a little bit, they pull out the gold goes down file. And they just cut, copy, and paste until they've got an article and they post it to the web. Saw a lot of that this morning, a lot of indecision. The traditional economic news writers started out with a real grim picture. They had all these reasons why gold was down and everything like that. And then when gold did finally just pick up, not too many minutes ago, and it jumped up a little bit, then all of a sudden all of these articles came off. All of the reasons why gold was down went away, and a whole other bunch of stuff came out. I mean, I'm just getting to the point, folks, where I'm ready to tear my hair out on all this. I mean, we either understand the marketplace that we're working in, or we just have to accept this is a casino. This is a crap game. It's so rigged that even to discuss market news seems to me almost an absurdity. But anyway, gold was up $12.10, trading at $937.90. And if we look at it from a year-to-year standpoint, that's up $50.20 year-to-year, which has been about the way it's been at 9 o'clock in the morning for some time. We're running somewhere between $50 and $70 ahead of the chart that was mapped out last year. But as it stands at $937.90, it's still a 5.64% return on your investment. So if you purchased on June 24th of 2008, from then until now, you were to sell today, you would realize a 5.64% return on your investment, all things considered and being equal. Silver was up 24 cents. I don't know what is driving silver below the $14 level, but it was up 24 cents, came creeping over the $14 level, and was standing at 1405 at 9 o'clock this morning in New York. Platinum was up $12, $1,171 a troy ounce for platinum. You know, it's got down considerably from where it's been in just, you know, very recent past. Palladium was up $4, but again, you know, trading at 238, it's down quite a bit, really. Looks like it's up a little bit, but is it up? No, it's just basically still down. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 922.70 for a low, 942.70 for a high. The London gold fix, the AM gold fix, was set at 928.75, so we should probably see it trading somewhere in that vicinity. Again, why do we even bother with these markets? You know, they set the gold twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Why don't we just report on that? But that doesn't seem to be the trend. In the equities, Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday 16 points, trading at 8,323. The NASDAQ was off 1 point, off a point. Now, if you look at these charts, and the S&P, by the way, was up 2 points, at 895. But if you look at these charts, you know, there's all kinds of activity during the day, but they open at a certain point and they close at a certain point. So there's lots of money made during the day, but as far as overall gains, nothing to speak of. A 16-point gain in the Dow is nothing. 16-point loss is nothing. Crude oil, I've reported several times on different prognosticators that are saying, you know, hey, by the end of the summer, you know, crude's going to be running around $90 a barrel. It's trading below 70 again. It's down 68.89. It's off 35 points or 35 cents per barrel. The U.S. dollar index, you know, Robert Chapman and others, you know, they're looking at 71.18 by October. It's trading at 80.06 today, up 16 points, 16 basis points for the USDX. I'll give you this little basket of currencies. You know, we keep talking about special drawing rights and foreign exchange rates and these baskets of currencies, Timmy Geithner's little basket, you know, tiptoe through the tulips. Well, just keep looking at our little basket of currencies as we go along through here. Canadian dollar up 0.45%, about half a point, at 87 cents. The Mexican peso up about 0.46, a half a point, at 8 cents. U.S., of course, you don't buy pesos by the onesie-twosies. I mean, they might have some, but the currencies are larger bills than that. The euro off 0.06, so it's a very tiny little reduction there, at $1.41 U.S. But the amazing thing in all of this here, and I'm going to give you the Swiss franc in a moment, this British pound just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and moving up higher and higher and higher. Today, it's up 0.66%, $1.66 for the British pound. When we talk about this basket of currencies and a reserve standard for the world, British pound gets my vote. It just seems to be resilient and growing constantly, and who would be surprised at that? Anyway, the Swiss franc was off 1.37% today, and of course there's other news in the news about why that would be the case, but it's trading at 93 cents. We'll pick it up on the other side and continue. Interesting morning in the marketplace today. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we're back once again. So we can see in this market report today, perhaps you can understand my little bit of frustration here, this stagnation that's going on out there. You know, the bonds were just as predictable as they could be. The mortgage rates haven't appreciably changed up a little bit. You can take out a 15-year mortgage for 4.88%, which is a bargain, and a 30-year mortgage at 5.41%, which is also a bargain, in my opinion. When I was buying and selling houses, it was much, much higher than that back in the time of Ronnie Reagan's, when he was trying to kill everybody that was in the real estate market, and did, largely. Anyway, there's another bit of news that's a little bit more along the same line. I'd love to have some good news. Really, I'd like to just come sweeping out of the dock, you know, come out of the gates with a lot of good news. Hard to find any good news. So let's just give you some other good news. Not so good news. There's a new bill coming around, H.R. 2749. Got this sent to me by one of our listeners in the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Bob Parker, real nice gentleman. H.R. 2749, totalitarian food or totalitarian control of the food supply is how he titles it. And there's a companion article that's up on a website that he gives me a link to. It was about 17 or 18 pages, so I didn't print that one out. I don't think we want to go through it that deeply. But it's there. It's something that we need to be paying attention to, so you might want to take your pencil out one more time in your notepad, or open up your notepad on your computer, and just type in H.R. 2749 and go and look at it. It's in Congress now. A new food safety bill is on the fast track in Congress. You know, I've had Doreen Hans on with me here. We've talked about National Animal Identification System, and we've related it to Chapter 14, I believe it is, out of the out of Agenda 21. I've got it open here. Let me see. I think it is Chapter 14. Let me see if that's what it is. I think so. Come on. Here we go. Yeah, promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development. So there's a new food safety bill. If you go to Chapter 14 in your Agenda 21, and I surely hope you've bought a copy of this book so far on this broadcast, you'd just about be lost without it. But again, you can go to unp.un.org and get a copy of Agenda 21, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, a program of action from Rio de Janeiro. The sales number is E.93.I.11. Again, that's E.93.I.11. And get a copy of it for yourself. Read along through this. There's more that's being implemented every single day. It seems we turn around under the usurper's administration. He's really big on this green stuff. But a new food safety bill is on the fast track in Congress. Reading from the article here, H.R. 2749, the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009. And Mr. Parker says, and rightly so, that this bill needs to be stopped. Couldn't agree with him more. H.R. 2749 gives the FDA tremendous power while significantly diminishing existing judicial restraints on actions taken by that agency. The bill would impose a one-size-fits-all regulatory scheme on small farms and local artisanal producers, and it would disproportionately impact their operations for the worse. Continuing, H.R. 2749 does not address the underlying causes of food safety problems, such as industrial agricultural practices and the consolidation of our food supply. The industrial food system and food imports are badly in need of effective regulation, but the bill does not specifically direct regulation or resources to these areas. Where does it go? It goes here. Some of the alarming provisions, the more alarming provisions in the bill are these. H.R. 2749, H.R. 2749, and I haven't read it myself. I'm taking this on the strength of Mr. Parker's character. I've met him. I've listened to him speak. He's generally not an alarmist. He's usually a very steady person. So I'll just take his analysis here on face value, and you do the same. And then we'll all bring up a copy of H.R. 2749 from thomas.gov or GovTrack or someplace today and read it. But he writes that H.R. 2749 would impose an annual registration fee of $500. And notice registration fee. You know, they just, we talked yesterday with Vicki about this idea of the computer databasing and that registration fee. It's like getting a registration on your automobile. When we started to get sucked into that program, we didn't understand that when we sent our title to our automobiles and our trucks and our other equipment, trailers and boats and everything and airplanes to the gov, to your state, they send you back a certificate of title. And then you have to register it on an annual basis, and then you have to pay personal property taxes on a forever basis. So who owns the blinking thing? Well, so who owns your house, who owns your farm, and who owns your business? H.R. 2749 would impose an annual registration fee of $500 on any quote-unquote facility that holds, processes, or manufactures food. And Bob asked the question, and it's rightly so. Isn't this every home in the United States, every garden? Any facility that holds, processes, or manufactures food? Aren't you in the food manufacturing process when you're making your supper at night? Although farms, quote-unquote farms, are exempt, the agency has defined farm narrowly. What is the definition, Bob asks? And people making foods such as lacto-fermented vegetables, cheeses, or breads would be required to register and pay the fee, which could drive beginning and small producers out of business during difficult times. And a lot of people are talking about having a little garden or victory gardens and things like that. You know, throughout the summer, you go off to these farmers' markets and whatnot, and oftentimes they'll have a stack of whole wheat bread in clear plastic sleeves, and some local folk are making up some nice whole wheat bread using organic grains and fresh ingredients. Would they be required to have a $500 registration fee of their kitchen? How about the Amish ladies making breads and cookies and things like that and selling them at bake sales and at the fair? When you go to the fair and there's all these loaves of bread that the homemakers have made and set out, are they going to be required to pay this annual registration fee of $500? Good questions, Bob. Let's continue on this. Oh, then, you know, then we haven't even touched on the cheese yet. What about if you have a hive of bees and you separate combs out from the bees? Is that a food manufacturing process, and then you put it up in canning jars and you offer it for sale at the farmers' markets? Are you going to need to have this annual $500 registration fee? H.R. 2749 would empower the FDA to regulate how crops are raised and harvested. The FDA regulating how crops are raised and harvested. We have a Department of Agriculture. What's the FDA doing in there? Food and Drug Administration. It puts the federal government right on the farm, dictating to our farmers. And Bob writes, this astounding control opens the door to Codex, or Codex Alimentarius, as many people know. The World Trade Organization's good farming practices will include the elimination of organic farming by eliminating manure, mandating GMO animal feed, imposing animal drugs, and ordering applications of petrochemical fertilizers and pesticides. Bob writes, farmers thus will be locked out, not only into the industrialization of once normal and organic farms, but into the forced purchase of the industry's products, which, of course, they become slaves on the land doing the work they're ordered to do against their own best wisdom and paying out to the industry against their own will. Horrible stuff. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now on DVD. My newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
There's no reason to be depressed today. We've taken all our politics before. We can do it again.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local, definitely that. And the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the conversation this morning, we're talking about this new piece of legislation that's coming through Congress, H.R. 2749. It was just coming out of committee. It looks like it might be fast-tracked right straight through and voted on. I tried to get some more information on that this morning, take a little bit more research this afternoon to get a better handle on it, but... Nevertheless, when government comes in and starts dictating and telling farmers and ranchers and people in general what to do and how to do and when to do and why to do and where to do and so on and so forth, they're basically giving you an order. They're ordering something, you know, and when you go to the restaurant and you sit down at the table and the waitress comes in and throws down the menus and you pick it up and you read it, and she comes back, would you like a cup of coffee? Yes. And so she brings you a cup of coffee, and what would you like to have for breakfast? Well, I have two eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, a slice of pecan pie, and make mine a la mode, heated, and serve it after I get done with my breakfast. You've placed an order. Well, she's going to come back, and then she's going to present you with the bill, and then if you leave the restaurant without paying the bill or leaving a tip, you know, you might get chased down the street by the gendarmes and go to jail for it or fined for it or at least into court for it or something, besmirched reputation in the community, so on and so forth. But if we go back and look at this Reconstruction post-Avram Springsteen, or otherwise known as Abraham Lincoln, post-war of Northern aggression. This Article 13 in the Constitution, I know it's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, have just become tourist attractions in Washington, D.C. No one pays attention to them, apparently. Under glass and in the brass, so to speak. But Article 13, Section 1, says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Involuntary servitude. So if you have the FDA come out and dictate to you how you're going to farm and when you're going to farm and why you're going to farm, isn't that in form of involuntary servitude? Laissez-faire, laissez-passer, let us pass, you know, butt out, get out of my business. Article 5 says that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, and it goes on, continues. But then it also says, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of a law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And so we can see in this as well that you're being deprived of your life and your livelihood. You're being deprived of liberty, the opportunity to succeed or fail in business. And you're being deprived of property when someone else says, well, you can't sell that. You can't make bread. You can't make cheese. You can't make honey and offer it for sale to your neighbors. You can't raise up grain-fed cattle and organic soybeans on your land. No, you can't do that. Well, without due process of law, it's a taking. And unless you're justly compensated for your losses, it violates this principle of this GD piece of paper, according to George Herbert, George W. Bush, Walker Bush, the shrub, or he. But it looks like it's just going to continue and continue even worse, as I predicted. Under Barry Usurper, we were going to have Agenda 21 being implemented on spades. Let's continue a little bit here before I lose it completely. But, rightly so, Bob Parker, author here of this email, says they'll be slaves on the land doing the work they're ordered to do against their own best wisdom and paying out to industry against their will. There will be no way to be frugal or to grow one's own grain to feed the animals, to raise healthy animals without GMO grains or drugs, or to work with nature at all. Grass-fed cattle and poultry and hogs will be finished. So it's obvious where the control will take us. And weren't these the rumors on the internet that were dismissed, but are clearly the case? He continues, he says, H.R. 2749 would give the FDA the power to order a quarantine of a geographic area. A geographic area. We've talked about things like that here. Watersheds, watershed boundaries. What is a geographic area that comprises the watershed of the Mississippi River? What, all of the Louisiana Purchase? 60% of the inland empire of our country? The power to order a quarantine of a geographic area, including, quote, prohibiting or restricting the movement of food or of any vehicle being used or that has been used to transport or hold such food within the geographic area. You're taking a half a dozen loaves of bread to a bake sale, and you get pulled over and you're found with this contraband homemade bread, yanked from the car and tasered, senseless, thrown in the back of the cruiser, and your car or your truck is impounded. My goodness. He continues here, this that has been used to transport or hold such food would mean all cars that have ever brought home groceries. So this means all transportation can be shut down under this. This is using food as a cover for martial law, Bob writes. Under this provision, farmers' markets and local food sources could be shut down, even if they are not the source of a contamination. The agency can halt all movement of all food in a geographic area. This also means total control over the population under the cover of food at any time. We saw that happen down after Katrina, right? Withholding the food and the water and the blankets and the other things. Got everybody all penned up in the Coliseum or whatever they had there. Throwing them to the lions. Let's continue a little further here. H.R. 2749 would empower FDA to make random, warrantless searches of the business records of small farmers and local food producers without any evidence whatsoever that there has been a violation. And didn't we just talk about to be secure in our person or places against unreasonable searches and seizures, but upon the presentment of a warrant describing the person, places of things to be searched or seized? Random, warrantless searches of the business records of small farmers and local food producers without any evidence whatsoever that there's been a violation. Bob writes, if these bills cover all those who, quote-unquote, hold food, then this allows for the taking of records of anyone at any time on no basis at all. You're holding food, aren't you? You have food on your shelves? You have storage foods on a pallet someplace, maybe out in the garage? Do you have a root cellar? Do you have a freezer, locker beef? Maybe a little bit of venison, some pork, catfish, a couple of bass. You're holding food. Could be against the law. Continuing, even farmers selling direct to consumers would have to provide the federal government with records on where they buy the supplies, how they raise their crops, and a list of their customers. You ever go in half with anybody on a beef? Buy half a beef? Quarters? Go in on a watermelon crop with some people? Go right to the field and buy fresh watermelons and cantaloupe right off the ground? Pick them yourself? Berries? Fruit? Peaches? Apples? About the only record that I've ever seen the farmers keep on that is taking your folding green stuff and putting it in their little box and handing you back a quarter or dime or whatever change was due. Are they going to have to ask for my driver license, a Social Security card, in order to buy a couple of pounds of fresh apples from a local grower? Ridiculous stuff. Ridiculous stuff. Sure, this is all symptomatic. This is symptomology. And we're all the victims of this. And who's doing this to us? Congress. And what is Congress made up of? Members of the established two-party political system? What's the cure? Eliminate the established two-party political system and bring this kind of insanity to an end? I read you the long list, the lobbyists, how much money Monsanto and others have chipped in to make sure that this kind of legislation comes down through the pike? There are solutions. If we'll just simply get off our tail and affect them, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If we're back once again, going through this lengthy article here, this H.R. 2749, the Totalitarian Control of the Food Supply. It's actually known as the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, and more rightly, it could be stated the implementation of Agenda 21, Chapter 14. You know, we talked in the past here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. In the second hour, we'll go back into this discussion of Senate Bill 787. Redefining what is the term of navigable waters to include all waters of the U.S. and bringing it under federal control as well. You know, on the one hand, we're talking about water. On the other hand, we're talking about food. And while the media is swept away worrying about the elections in Iran, I mean, who gives a flying Walendo? But the man that doesn't have any sin cast the first stone. Our elections have been rigged since Jorge Bush was swept into office with Sandra Day O'Connor's verdict there, her writing in support of it, or her decision. And he could have the office, and they declared him the winner. There's nothing in the Constitution that would allow the Supreme Court to determine elections. The elections are to be done by ballot, and by the Electoral College. It's not the domain, or it's not the dominion, it's not the authority or whatever, the jurisdiction of the Supremes to rule on electoral matters. Yeah, you know, that's the way it went down. Everyone just kind of accepted the verdict. Throughout all of the news today, do I find anything about this 787? Federal takeover of the water in America? No. Find anything about this food bill? No. But there's a lot about the elections, whether they're using Blackberries or whatever they're using over there to tippy-tap amongst each other, Twitter and tweeting and all the rest of the stuff. Who cares? That's their business. Who cares what Barry the usurper has to say about the elections over there? Here's a man that's been swept into office by a corrupt Democrat party. Advanced into the Senate by the same Chicago and Illinois, what is it? Where's he from? Illinois, I think. Chicago. Corrupt Democratic State Committee. Never bothered to check his birth records. Advanced him into the Senate. All of the people in the state that voted for him repeatedly. couple times, once or twice, one term, two. Kind of like a Johnny come lately, a nobody. Who cares what Barry the Usurper has to say about what's going on in Iran? His word doesn't even carry water with me. If it's ever determined that he's not constitutionally qualified to serve, then what do we do with all of this legislation? It's all thrown out. Anything that's got his signature on it is null and void. How are we going to deal with that? That'd be a big, big story, wouldn't it? Let's go on a little further on this. H.R. 2749 changes the Secretary of Health and Human charges the Secretary of Health and Human Services with establishing a tracing system for food. Now, we've been talking about trace back. That's what they always talk about, trace back. They want to find out where the poop came that wound up in the cookie dough, that sort of stuff. But it charges the Secretary of Health and Human Services with establishing a tracing system for food. Each person, quote, each person who produces, manufactures, processes, packs, transports, or holds such foods, close quote. Bob Parker asks, is this not every home in the U.S.? Would have to maintain, quote, the full pedigree of the origin and previous distribution history of the food. And, quote, establish and maintain a system for tracing the food that is interoperable with the systems established and maintained by other such persons. Interoperable. You get a little better understanding of why there's such an effort that's being made in rural America to extend the fiber optic cables and the internet out into the hinterlands. Because everybody that touches anything is going to have to be on the computer, so that they can get their instructions from the beast computer system, wherever it is. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, again, with Vicki Davis. Interoperable. How are you or I or anybody else, if you sit down and bake up a few loaves of bread, how would you or I or anybody else be able to provide traceback on the simple ingredients in your loaf of bread? How can you provide any documentation or verification or data on the olive oil that you use to glaze the bread with, or the honey if you picked it up at a grocery, or the butter, or the milk, or the yeast, or the flour, which, by the way, are the only ingredients that need to be in bread, maybe a dash of salt. Look at a loaf of bread today and see all the stuff that's in there. Where would you rather buy your bread? From the dear little lady at the farmer's market who makes it up in her kitchen? Or from the grocer? Which loaf of bread would you rather trust? Continuing here, Bob Parker asks, is this not every home in the U.S.? They would have to maintain this full pedigree? Continuing, the bill does not explain how far the traceback will extend or how it will be done for multi-ingredient foods. Multi-ingredient foods. With all these ambiguities, it's far from clear how much it will cost either the farmers or the taxpayers. It's massive and absurd and burdensome beyond the capacity of people to comply. Is this not fascism, Bob asks? So it is a setup for being used to impose penalties endlessly and or to eliminate anyone at will. We've got a caller. Here we go. Let's go to our call. Sam in Missouri.
Hello there, Will. How are you? I almost hate to ask you that in view of all the weird stuff going down.
Well, I haven't eaten my coffee cup yet, but I'm ready to wring it out.
There you go.
How are you?
Well, this is really nothing for you. This is nothing more than to shut down all mom-and-pop businesses, farmers, in favor of the The only ones who are going to be able to comply with this would be the multinational corporations, the large, the Cargills, the various large agribusiness. They would be the ones that would be able to, they'd be the only ones that would be able to do anything with this and would probably be exempt from it, knowing the way the NAIS program was going, because while all the family farms are supposed to get premises ID numbers and all this kind of crap and track and trace all their cattle, the multinational corporations, the large mega corporations would just have one lot number for the whole shooting match and would get away with a lot less rules and regulations than we would. And so I think if you take this to its logical conclusion, it's just winding up for the rest of the food supply the same way NAIS was going, and that is the fact that all the family farms and the little mom-and-pop restaurants and businesses that deal in food would all be run out, and the only place you'd have to go get food might be someplace like McDonald's or some chain restaurant that has deep enough pockets to pay off Congress.
Yeah, and, you know, I really wanted to dig this bill out this morning before the broadcast and read it so that I would know, and I will do that today later, but I want to know whether or not the agribusinesses, the big corporations, whether they're exempt or not. You know, you go, Sam, into, like, let's say a Pizza Hut, for instance, or any of the other restaurants, IHOPs and so on. I know back when in the days when I was growing up and working in restaurants part-time, quite often you would open up something that they are known for, and it would come prepackaged, usually in 5-gallon tubs or something. All you do is break the seal and you pour it out, and this is their pancake dough, or this is their famous waffle batter, or this is their famous strawberry jelly, and you don't have a clue where it came from or what's in it, you know. So they could be exempted on these sorts of things like that, but if you or I and if you and were to go out and make a plate of cookies or something like that and sell it in a bake sale, you know, you would come under this $500 registration permit, and you'd have to have all of these records, interoperable computer records, and trace back and all of that, just in case somebody, you know, got sick off of the poop in your cookie dough. You know?
Well, you know, you have to stop and wonder, well, you know, here again, I've put it on my conspiratorial hat, but when you see all this stuff, remember, contrary to what a lot of people like to believe, and that is that nothing in politics happens by accident. We were allowed into this mess by the policies that we set up, the permanent trade relations with China, and then when China does something like send back a whole bunch of various types of food back over here, or food ingredients back over here with melamine, then the public just shrieks because of all this stuff. And they don't know what set us up to get us in this mess.
Okay, hold right there, Sam. Stay with me into the next hour. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of our break. Stay there.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We're joined on the telephone with our caller, Sam from Missouri. We also have another caller holding. Just stay right there, caller. We'll bring you up shortly. But, you know, Sam, my frustration with this sort of stuff is that, you know, I read it, and I can't find anything about it in the news. It doesn't seem that anybody's concerned. They're not listening. They don't care. But yet this is the kind of legislation that is just closing all of the doors and closing the options for us to feed ourselves and to recharge our economy with our own local action, you know, and it just frustrates me to no end.
Yeah, well, this goes back to why you need good officials that will stand up to this, like in the case of sheriffs and different people like that, that keep this kind of stuff out of the county. If you had that all across the country, I don't think we'd have... It's all unconstitutional because the states are supposed to be the ones pushing the buttons as far as the federal government is concerned, not the other way around. The federal government's coming in here and overriding the power of the states. Of course, the states are partially responsible for that because they won't stop taking the highway funds and various other things that Washington doles out. So, you know, we wouldn't be in this mess if we could get to the root problem. And the root problem is you need people that stand up and tell the federal government to go jump off of the nearest bridge somewhere and make sure they drowned when they did it.
That's right. That's right. Let's bring up this other caller. Stay with me, Sam, if you would. Let's go and bring up another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes. I was just calling in to bring up a story that I just found out about today. Kind of dealing with the food health, genetically modified food issue.
Sure, go ahead.
Just saw on Reuters today that there's a partnership announced between Monsanto and Dole Fruits, that they're going to be creating lots of new vegetables and fruits that appear more pretty and shiny and whatnot.
Did you happen to see the article? And caller, what's your name so I don't have to just call you caller?
Eric.
Eric. Well, hi, Eric. Well, hey, you're from Michigan, right?
I'm from Texas, actually.
Oh, okay, a different Eric. Okay, well, Eric, did you happen to see the news? And if not, listeners, this morning as I was going through all of this dreary news basket again, I came across an article where Dole was being exonerated, at least they're trying to be, from a lawsuit regarding the pesticides that they use. Some banana workers got sick or something like that. So I wouldn't be surprised, Eric, at all, with that kind of news in the news, to have other things happening between Monsanto and Dole. Of course, Dole can say, well, we've had these very expensive pesticide suits, and so by partnering with Monsanto, we can make genetically modified banana so that we don't have to worry about spraying anything on it anymore. And we can kill two birds with one stone, and then, of course, we can kill everyone that eats bananas. But, you know, you're right. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. And, you know, Eric, how do you feel about the idea of having the FDA and the national health agencies inside dictating who can bake bread, who can sell cookies, who can sell eggs, who can raise garden truck and put it out for sale without all of this government inspection and fees and fines?
Well, I just absolutely think it's ludicrous, you know. They have, you know, the corporate media has us arguing whether, you know, the federal government should tell us we can do this or that, you know, and what kind of rulings they should make, but they're never bringing up the question of whether they should have the authority to even bring up these questions, you know.
Exactly. Stay right there. We got a break on top of us. We'll stay all together, come back on the other side. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again speaking with Eric, our caller from Texas, and Sam from Missouri. Eric, you hit the nail really right on the head, in my opinion. The question really is, does Congress have any jurisdiction in these various and sundry things? Is this the domain? Is this what the founders had in mind when they set up this system of government? Do we turn over control to food and things, everything that we need to live on this planet, to our government? Or is that really best kept in our own hands? Any other comments, Eric?
Well, I also read in that article that supposedly Monsanto is saying that it's not going to be genetically engineered. These vegetables and fruits aren't going to be genetically engineered, which doesn't make sense because isn't that all that Monsanto really stands for?
Well, they do all kinds of things. One of the things that they produce is fertilizer. Another one is pesticides. And then they are also in the business of seeds preserving seeds, seed banks and things like that. They do all that sort of thing as well. But, you know, when you go into bed with something as big as Monsanto, Dole is no puppy. But you go into bed with Monsanto, you're taking a big brother on that may change the whole format of your government. I don't know. Are you on a cell phone, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. If your battery's good for it, you can hang in there. Let's get a reply back from Sam. Sam, what do you think about this idea of Monsanto partnering up with Dole?
Well, just more solidifying of the corporations. And, of course, the way I look at this, See, they can mess around with legalese on just about anything. Remember, it was, I think, Bill Clinton pointed that out when he said, you know, it depends on what the definition of is. All you got to do is, you know, is have the genetically modified seeds grow these fruits, and then when they come out, and if anybody asks, are these fruits genetically modified, all they got to do is say no. Now, people won't think, you know, to ask, well, what about the seeds that grew the fruit? I mean, you could say, well, the fruits, no, the fruits, we didn't genetically modify the fruits, but that doesn't mean they didn't genetically modify the seeds. So, you know, on this day of corruption and fast and loose game playing with words, they could do anything. I mean, the fact that they're talking about a shinier fruit and all this kind of stuff, they've got to screw around with it in order to get it to get it that phony look that they want out of it. So, you know, I could see just about anything out of this. You know, it's kind of like when it comes to government and some of these corporations, the way you have to treat them, if they tell you it's raining, you stick your hand outside first to make sure that it is, and then you go back again to make double sure it wasn't a bird peeing in your hand.
That's exactly right. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, I really agree with what he was saying. A lot of times I think you go to the supermarket and you see something labeled as organic, and a lot of these people that would follow the, what you would call, I guess, the mainstream environmental movement, they don't really look any further than just that label organic or all natural. When, like he's saying, if your seed's genetically modified, then, you know, is it really, it could be organically grown, but at the same time, you're not getting, heirloom, you know, natural product that hasn't been tampered with.
Bingo, you've really got, you hit it right on the money there, Eric. You know, there's all kinds of new products coming out under this. I wish I could remember the name of the brand, but we're seeing it on the shelves around here. One of them is a ketchup. You look at it and it says, you know, organic, USDA organic, but organic has to do with the soil, it has to do with pesticide free and those sort of things. It has nothing to do with the seed source, and so you could definitely be growing organically anything that's been genetically modified. There's no guarantees whatsoever that you're going back to heirloom quality seeds or anything like that. So, yeah, that's an excellent point. Sam?
Yeah, these guys play fast and loose with just about everything because they have the money in their pockets to pay off the courts and if anybody challenges it. So, you know, everybody looks the other way while all this stuff is coming down the pike because, you know, we all know that most of America in the business world is for sale for a dollar. I mean, this is one of the things that concerns me now, Will, is not only just this stuff, but more and more Americans going to work for government as a desperate measure in order to feed themselves, and never mind what they might have to trade in the process. I can remember back in the 70s, I was going to division rehabilitation, and back then they wanted to stick every blind person in training to go to train to work for the IRS. And even in my naivete back then, there was no way I would have done it, because why would you want to work for an agency that does nothing but wreck people's lives?
Yeah, how can you even sleep with yourself at night? I wonder sometimes how these, I don't know whether they're creatures or what they are, but these people that have made a life out of pilfering and pandering and enforcing and writing and bringing on all of this draconian stuff, how they can even deal with themselves. You know, how do they look at their children? How can they look at their families? To me, it's just an amazing process. Hey, Erica, thank you for your call. Sam, good material. I'm going to go and close out.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in today. I really appreciate it. I was kind of in a doldrums morning myself, kind of going around and around in circles trying to figure out what to make of this news, and it didn't look good to me when I was looking at it this morning. It still doesn't feel good to me. I resent this kind of legislation, but what I'm more concerned about even than this legislation is the limited amount of response from people getting involved. So let's find out a little bit more about the bill, and then we'll talk about how to get involved. We really do need to stop this. We need to kill it dead before it gets on the floor of Congress. This Congress seems to be willing to pass just about anything. Bob Parker continues and wraps up his article. He says, H.R. 2749 creates severe criminal and civil penalties, including prison terms of up to 10 years and fines of up to $100,000 for each violation for individuals. And Bob asks, does it include judicial review, congressional oversight, a defined and limited set of penalties and punishments for a defined set of crimes? Or is it entirely ambiguous and left to the whim and the sole power of the administrator? Who is that person set to be? And then he continues, is it Michael Taylor, Monsanto lawyer and executive, as the food democracy has said? That is, do these bills set up an agency by which the entire U.S. food supply will be turned over to the control of a multinational corporation under the World Trade Organization regulations, and not to U.S. farmers and not to U.S. laws under the Constitution, with boundless freedom to do what it wants, and one infamous for harm to farmers and lack of safety for food? Now, as I mentioned yesterday or the day before, I said over the weekend I reviewed a DVD that had been given to me some time back. It's called Future of Food. And in that particular DVD, it runs about an hour, hour and a half, something like that, there was a considerable discussion about the Monsanto and all of these various and sundry transnational corporations and their involvement in the food cycle and how they're destroying farmers in Canada and the United States and elsewhere, even in India and other places, people having to burn off their whole crops because they realized what they were doing was growing these genetically modified seeds and they were endangering the seed bank in their own countries. One of the first things we did when we went into Iraq was we went after the farmers, and they had to get rid of all of their seeds that they've been keeping ever since Babylon and Egypt. Folks, we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
There's no end to the oppression today. We've taken over politics before. We can do it again.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use.
Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again. And so, as I was saying before the break, I had taken a look at this Future of Food DVD. You might Google it up. It might be available on YouTube. It might be available on YouTube. I'm sorry, I don't know where you might be able to look at it. One of these afternoons, I'll go back and try and find some identifiers on that DVD. It was just someone burned the disc and handed it to me. But in this, in that DVD, it ended on the Future of Food. It ended with a kind of a litany, if you will, of all of the various and sundry people who have held these high posts and these high commissions in the foods and government food agencies. And they show that you have someone from Monsanto, a Monsanto lawyer, a lobbyist, and that he rotates into the FDA, and then he rotates out of there and he goes to work for, let's say, just hypothetically, Dole. And then he rotates back in a few years later back into another government post. And it's a revolving door back and forth and back and forth. A long time ago, with the creation of the railroads in America under Credit Mobilier, number one, when we were having the railroad wars about who would get what railroad section, somebody would build 200 miles of railroad that was just conveniently created a roadblock between somebody that had 1,000 miles of road here and 1,000 miles of road there, and they had this little 200-mile section of railroad. And for freight charges, they would charge astronomical charges to go across their 200 miles of road to connect with the other railroads. And so there was a great hue and cry from the shippers and from the people for uniformity. And so they created the Interstate Commerce Commission, and it was immediately peopled, these boards that were set up. The Soviets, the councils, were immediately peopled with those that had championed for the creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission. And then once they saw that they had gotten what they wanted and there was some uniformity in the regulations, they all went back to sleep. And then the Interstate Commerce Commission was taken over by lobbyists and special interest people from the railroads themselves. And so instead of having a great multitude of railroads all across America, we're down to just a couple. And if you want to take a passenger train, you're just about forced onto Amtrak. Similar things happened with under the same when we came to the invention of trucks and trucking. The trucking industry went through the same thing. People clamoring, public opinion clamoring. There should be rules, there should be regulations. This will be create a new board or a new agency. And initially it's peopled with the people that were clamoring for change. And then they all went to sleep. They got what they wanted. And then it was peopled by the people that had the trucking industries, and now we're down to a handful of truckers that truck the whole country, run all the freight. It's a repeating process. It's a system. It's a systemic problem. It's inside this super social disease, this established two-party political system, and the way that it ostensibly operates doesn't serve anyone. Virtually impossible to represent anyone. It's been known since the founding of this country. We've talked about that before at length. And so we could see that Mr. Parker's question here is really good, timely. And our caller, Eric from Texas, timely. We talk about these partnerings between Monsanto and Dole. The legal issues brought up by Sam from Missouri. All the legalese written in all of this. You know, we've talked about the creation of the American Bankers Association, who created the American Bar Association, who then created the Uniform Law Commission, and the Uniform Law Commission, in tandem with the American Bar Association, created the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the several states for the purpose of doing end runs around the Constitution, a harmonization of the laws of America, violations of constitutional law enacted on the local level. It's all these model codes and model acts. We've talked about the international building codes coming out of ICC, the International Code Council, headed up by a former head of FEMA. All the model codes and model acts. How long will it be before this, if H.R. 2749 is allowed to come into existence, how long will it be before this particular group will be peopled by Monsanto representatives, just like all the rest of them seem to have been, or Big Pharma, those that would advocate implementation of Codex Alimentarius? Those would close all of the possible doors to being self-reliant in the production of food and relying upon the strength of our agrarian society, the backbone of America, our rural lands, that which made us the greatest nation at the time, the wealthiest nation on the planet. This idea of the pursuit of happiness plays into all of that as well. But how long will it take for this stuff to morph? Can you imagine having to do 10 years or pay a fine up to $100, $100,000 for each violation if you were caught making cheese on your dairy farm without having paid your $500 annual registration fee and complied with all the rules and regulations that might be imposed from above to below? Well, there's some things we can do, some actions that we can take, and we could do that right now. You could contact your representatives if there is such a thing. Certainly they have that name. But your representatives in Congress, your state representatives as well, why not put a little bit of heat on Congress from the state representatives, your state senators. Let your local officials know that you're displeased with this. Let your local and your local county committee men and county committee women know, the chairman of your county Republican and Democrat committees, let them know that you're displeased, and keep the fire burning all the way up to the top, and make sure to contact your members in the U.S. House of Representatives. A lot of you know how to do that already. But again, the number is H.R. 2749. You can go to www.congress.org and find who your representatives are. I hope you know who they are. You can also go to the switchboard, the Capitol switchboard. It's at area code 202. That gets you to Washington. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And ask to speak to your representatives. You might even check with your senators as well, put a little pressure on from above to below. Talk to your senators as well. The bill again is H.R. 2749. And if you want to go to thomas.gov, www.thomas.gov, and you type H.R. 2749 in the bill search field and click on bill search, you can get the status and get a copy of this bill and look at it and read it yourself to see whether or not this analysis is correct. I believe it is. So those are some of the things that we can do to voice our displeasure. Certainly, we're not in a position, we haven't kicked in $2 or $3 million to the success of campaign re-elections that the Monsanto has and some of the others in the big agribusiness. We read that litany, I think it was on Monday. It was on Monday. Go back and listen to the archive again. You can hear that long list, that long laundry list of the top 100 lobby firms and corporations and the millions that they've dumped in. On the other side, we'll pick it up with Agenda 21. We're going to talk about water for the last 30 minutes or so, and your calls are welcome.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, one of the things I try and bring out on this broadcast, Become Vocal Local, is the idea that if, you know, a truly informed, this is off my credo, you go up to www.vocallocal.org, vocallocal.org, a little website, kind of hassling and haranguing with a webmaster to try and get the keys to this website so I could rebuild it. But as soon as that happens, it will get it'll get a facelift. Go up on that little website. You can find a little Vocal Local spot doc that I've written. And in there, it ends out a truly informed, bold, key word there, Vocal Local people understand that it is a far easier task to block globalism by whatever name it might be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to excise it or cut it out once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host. That's us. Metastasizing events within the very body politics like a cancer. It's so much easier to stop this stuff than it is to get rid of it. And so it's up to us to just say no. We become Vocal Local. It's a simple process. And a lot of people in the NIS, when we were trying to get that going and get it stopped in Missouri, the people in Missouri have been very successful on that. The Ozark Property Rights Congress and the Ozark Property Rights Congress Far Southwest Chapter and the Berry County Chapter are all working diligently to block this National Animal Identification System. keep it from being implemented in our state, and we're making progress on that. But when we started out, we were having, you know, keeping booths at fairs and providing information to people about NAIS and other issues as they would walk by the booth. And people would ask, well, what is that? What is that NAIS thing, you know? And they wouldn't know. Oh, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that. But you just ask somebody, do you eat? You know, if you eat, then this is an issue that affects you. This is your issue. I'm not asking you to make a decision between homosexuality or the Zionists or whatever. Do you eat? If you eat, this affects you. And so when we look at this HR 2749, it impacts your food supply. And it becomes an important thing for you to do. Now, you can go and find out more about it. There's a great website, great article. It's the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And for their website, Addie, they use FTCLDF, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, FTCLDF.org. I'll give it to you one more time. That pencil up there. It's the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and their web address is FTCLDF.org. I think they've got like a 13-page article. There's a search block on there, and just type in HR 2749, and it should come up with their news article. They've got about, I think, 13 or 14-page article. I wasn't going to print it out. And you can read even more detailed analysis as you download a copy of HR 2749 from Thomas.gov. And then look at it. And then don't just bury it. Share it with others. Maybe you could email it around a bit. Get it going. Get it circling around. This is not something that we can allow in this country. These people have gone insane. Gone insane. They're in bed with the beast system. And they need to be stopped. Now, back to this water issue. This isn't dead yet either. Senate Bill 787. Senate Bill 787. This could be out and get voted on as well. And as I've mentioned before when we went over this, this is tiny, this little seven-page job here. But this redefines all navigable waters under the federal jurisdiction. Again, that goes back to commerce, the navigable water. And it makes it all waters. It drops the word navigable. What a huge change. Putting federal control over all water of the continent here, North America, United States of America. And it's really all of the continent because we have transboundary water with Canada and Mexico. So it brings federal jurisdiction into the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, building the North American community or North American Union. So these are very important issues. And I've shared this a couple of times, and you might hear a kind of a pensive sound in my voice today. I'm not in a really upbeat mood today. I've been dealing with this kind of nonsense for most of my life. Certainly a lot more intensely in the last 14 or so years. And I take the time I come on the radio every day to try and bring this stuff to your attention because we're losing this battle. Not enough people are paying attention. Not enough people seem to care. They don't listen, and they're not caring. They're not taking action. I hope this audience will be different than that. But as you've heard me say before, I had a kind of a revelation. I know it ruffles some people's feathers, so I'll just say a profound thought. But back in 2004, almost exactly at this time of year, it was June the 30th of 2004, I got this idea that came out of my head in two parts, and it goes like this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Well, as you can imagine, it was quite a bit, but fortunately I was able to write it down. It took a long time to figure out the punctuation, I can tell you that. But if we can understand that the natural law, as far as a man is concerned, begins as simply as this, that man moves. Man, if there's no motion at all in the body's dead. You're dealing with a corpse here. Man moves, number one. Number two, just the very basic grain of what we understand as the natural law. All-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. Number two, is that man breathes. If he's not breathing, he's on his way out. He's going down fast. Third is that man drinks. If there's no water, you're not going to be around with us for long. They proved that with Terry Schiavo. The third, man eats. You're going to have something to eat. You're going to have some sustenance. You're going to either have to be on your mama's teat or get weaned off and get onto some strong meat if you want to be with us for long on this planet. So man moves, a man breathes, man drinks, a man eats. And if you've been drinking and you've been eating, you're going to need to do the next one pretty quick, and that's man excretes. Well, you can see if we just take that and stop there, and it can go on from there, it builds an entire body of law around that. But if we just stop right there, and we can see that in the very, very most fundamental basic principles of life, that the federal government intends to arrogate unto itself these basic principles of man drinks and man eats, you can see how close they are to being able to then tell us what we can breathe. And of course, Barry the usurper is telling us whether or not we can inhale tobacco. And they've already told us long ago we can't inhale pot. You see how close this is coming, folks? And so what is this idea of all-out war between legal positivism and the natural law? Well, legal positivism, and basically, you can go back and pick it up, the thread in the early Roman law and before that, but basically legal positivism is simply this, that whatever the prince says has the force of law. Oh, it needn't be law. It could be soft law. It needn't be law. It needn't even be legal. It's just that whatever the prince, whatever the usurper, whatever Jorge Bush says, and says so with his pen signing, it has the force of law. And so you could find yourselves being sentenced to a term of up to 10 years for making cheese, or selling fruit or vegetables off of your farm, or a $100,000 fine for every violation. Maybe you would lose your farm. Or your house. Maybe the family would be torn asunder as the breadwinner or the bread maker finds themselves in prison for 10 years, and the husband is left without his wife and the children without their mother because mother had the audacity to bake bread and sell it at the local market. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
All right, so we're back once again and going into the last segment here. Haven't gotten very far on Agenda 21. Maybe we should turn there now. But you know, when I get into these kind of rants or these kind of moods, you know, it's not just to fill in time. You know, I've got hundreds of books here. You teach on just about any subject. But when there are these very basic, fundamental parts of human life that are being attacked by this irresponsible, irresponsive government, it's really a bunch of statists. It has nothing to do with government. These people are criminals largely, murderers, thieves, rapists, pillagers, plunderers, whatever the adjective you want to add to that. It's largely an attempt to bring out a wake-up call or to herald people into action. The idea of becoming vocal local and not just doing nothing. It's silence that implies consent. And I know we get completely overwhelmed. You know, everybody's calling out, you know, do this, do that. I've talked about money drives here. We'll go back to that maybe on Friday. You know, you don't hear me begging for money here. Whatever little bit is necessary to run this particular broadcast from my end, I bear the burden of that. It's my pleasure and my privilege to come and share some time with you each day, and I thank you for taking the time to listen, whether you listen live or on the archives of the podcast. But this is really important stuff. And there are other hosts, and there's other networks, and they're out there, and some talk about it, and some don't. But when we start thinking, look at the names of these bills. You know, this food safety, it's the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009. The other one is the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009. I'd ask you to take out your birth certificate and look down at the fine print or flip it over on the back and see whether or not it came with a warranty. Is there a guarantee on yours? There isn't one on mine. Nobody said that life was going to be fun or that it was going to be easy or that it was going to be profitable or that it'd last a long time. You fell out onto the sheet and you take your chances. Some people are given great blessings in life and some people are given fewer blessings in life, but any life at all is a blessing and a point of beginning. And in this country, this idea, this pursuit of happiness was intended to provide a framework by which we all had equality of opportunity. There's no such thing as a business that's too big to fail, an insurance company or a banking company that's too big to fail. If you blew it, Buster, you blew it, you're out. But we get a little better clue about what we're up against in Agenda 21, the blueprint of the United Nations for the actions of the 21st century. Here in 7.59, chapter 7.59 reads this way: three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely, the development of a culture of safety, pre-disaster planning, and post-disaster reconstruction. But what do they mean when they say the development of a culture of safety? Well, it's the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, a culture of safety, promoting a safety cult. In Agenda 21 speak, this is also the precautionary principle. As I've said before, your mother used to say, you know, don't put that in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. It's the precautionary principle. You know, don't smoke. Don't drink. You ever read the studies about people that smoke cigarettes oftentimes outlive all of the others? Yes, yes, yes. My grandma died of cancer at 96. I should be so lucky to make it to 96 with the food that's available at Safeway. Yeah, sometimes things are dangerous. But nevertheless, life doesn't come with any guarantees at all. So we've been talking about this water system, protecting the water, and went through this long list of all of the various and sundry places that the United Nations and the various federal agencies, the governments of the world, intend to interact or interdict between you and I and our water. And then they go on and they continue the means of implementation, financing and cost evaluation of these huge lists. You notice there's nothing in this 2749 here, the food safety bill, that talks about how much this is going to cost to have babushkas out across in every county and every town of America, inspecting at every bake sale that the church might hold to find out whether or not there's traceability on those loaves of bread or those chocolate chip cookies or those jars of honey or jars of fresh jam and jelly made from fruit growing along the fence lines. There's no cost analysis here. There's no people analysis here, although Barry the Usurper says that in his economic stimulus thing, he wants to bring on another 500,000 or, was it only 5,000 law enforcement officers? Of course, he wants to build his all-volunteer army too, but those would be your neighbors and the children, brown shirts, silver shirts. But they say here in Agenda 21, the means of implementing this huge program for controlling the water, the conference secretariat has estimated the average total annual cost for 1993 to 2000, or 7 years, of implementing the activities of this program to be about $115 million. Man, you can't even buy handkerchiefs and socks for Congress for $115 million. They spend more than that annually on haircuts, no doubt, and turning their pages slowly. $115 million. And where's that money to come from? From the international community on grant or concessional terms. In other words, it's just robbing Peter to pay Paul. This isn't a finance-as-you-go program. This isn't a community passing the hat among the mothers and fathers to build a school, a little red schoolhouse for their children, and return the services of a competent instructor? No, no. This is an old socialist pipe dream. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. $115 million from the international community on grant or concessional terms. And then they throw in their caveat, and you'll find this throughout the Agenda 21. They throw in their little caveat here. These are indicative and order of magnitude estimates only and have not been reviewed by governments. Actual costs and financial terms, including any that are non-concessional, will depend upon, inter alia, the specific strategies and programs governments decide upon for implementation. Sound kind of like the claptrap about the bank bailouts? Oh, we'll start with $115 billion, and before you know it, it's in the trillions. Just an estimate. Just a guess. A wag. Pulled from the air. Just subjective analysis. There are no facts. There's no evidence. There's no law. It's just legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. I've spent several years, ever since that little revelation came trickling to my mind, trying to figure out just what on earth I'd been given. And it's been a most interesting study. There's so much involved in all of that. What is positivism? We've talked about the isms a lot on this broadcast. Philosophical radicalism. The home of philosophical radicalism, where we go in and we untie the Gordian knot of all of these thinkers and stinkers that have created these philosophical nightmares that we seem to be living under. Is there a higher law? Should we be operating under the natural law, the common law, lex mercatoria, the law merchant, admiralty law, the laws of the sea? Is there any way of repairing a system of government so that we could continue to go endlessly and continuously in the American Revolution, seeking ever more freedom and less tyranny and despotic control? I don't know. We'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. Until then, have a great afternoon. See you then. Bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50% to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.